This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here tonight, got Ian,
nobody,
and Chris. You can join us online, of course. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up in October of this year, our very own Mark Edge is going to be taking a trip to Prague, and you could join him there for what I believe is the third year of the Liberty in Our Lifetime Conference. It's happening October 14th and 15th. They're going to be focusing on the so-called free cities, self-governing territories that say they uphold individual rights and freedoms. There will be representatives from projects in the United States, Honduras, Germany, and Norway that are going to be joining the conference to share updates on their progress and explain why you should consider moving to or doing business in a free city. Mark spoke at last year's conference. He'll be back speaking there this year. You can get 10% discount on your tickets by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Just go to libertyinourlifetime.org, and you can learn more about the event there. Once again, that's libertyinourlifetime.org, code FTL, to save 10%. Let's talk to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, Brother Nobody, Brother Chris. Good evening.
Ricky, what is on your mind?
Well, I guess this is a two-level thing. There's 2 points to this. And, you know, Nobody kind of got me going with this because I had another topic in mind. Well, first off, as I mentioned in the past, recent years, I started collecting SSD. And this goes in his
Social Security like disability.
Which is different than SSI, like surrogates, which I said last night should be completely eliminated.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, we're talking your own money. Now, what's interesting about mine is I have a current case going against Social Security, which unfortunately I can't talk a whole lot about. I have talked a little bit about it. One thing I can say, it's totally legal, and I got them. I mean, that should close this year. But I can say this, because of the nature of the things they did, and what I'm doing is perfectly legal. So I do have, on, believe it or not, the U.S. government is the ones fighting for me in this case, because of what they did.
Okay. What's the point of telling us about a case you can't tell us about?
Well,
he can't tell you that.
I said it. Well, here's the reason why I said it. No, I said it for this reason, and hopefully one day I can go into it. But, you know, I have future endeavors, which I've been mentioning recently. Now, I did unfortunately find out that even though SSD is completely different than SSI, it's like SS, because I went under a disability, there is a monetary limit for me as far as how much money I can generate outside of the damn check, which is mine to begin with.
Meaning that so you are limited to what you can do as far as working?
Not working, but working, basically.
Okay.
You know, there's so much money I can generate. Now, I can have, like, the piece of property I mentioned, that's 150 grand. I can actually have as much money as in my account as I want.
Mm-hmm.
But generating from work is another story. So here's the conclusion I came to. Here's my idea to solve that problem,
mm-hmm.
at least at first. Now, I've been mentioning about a future business idea. Nobody heard about this, and I talked about it on Beard Park Live. And I believe I'll be successful. Now, it depends on how successful I am with that. But what I'm going to do is, right off the top, what I'm going to do is say, okay, 80% of what I generate, because I'm going to have to file taxes anyways, I'm going to give to charity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, here's the only thing, though, with that. That's funny is Richie wasn't really like like, optimistic about my idea. In fact, he kind of, like, sounded like he wanted me to kind of fail, you know? Because it's funny because I don't trust charities. The only people I actually trust that I would give to is, like, you guys. Because I don't trust charities because you don't know where it's going.
Well, you can always donate to Cell 411, which basically will provide me with pizza and weed and keep me coding.
I mean, what is the way someone could do that, Nobody? How could someone donate to Cell 411?
At this point, get in touch with me.
Yeah, how do they do that?
You can contact me rich.freeman.paul@gmail.com.
All right, very good. And you'll come up with crypto or other ways to
donate, I've got crypto addresses. You can cash app me. You can send me a check. You can send me a bag of weed. You can send me a pound of gold.
I like the weed option.
My language.
All right, man. Well, that'd be great, Ricky, and feel free to do that. I appreciate the call tonight.
Don't send me more than 3/4 of an ounce because the feds are looking to crucify me.
Right. the number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can do that. You mentioned Cell 411. It's a project that we picked up. God, it's been almost 3 years now.
Oh, God.
If you can believe it.
I spent 7 months of that in jail. Yeah. But I realize it is still going slowly. But
it seems like you've had a couple of programmer types show up in the chat room recently. Did I see that correctly?
Yes. Yeah, there have been a couple, and they've expressed an interest. I responded to them. I haven't heard back from them. So sometimes people just come and they get a wild hair and they say, oh, I want to mess with this, and then they don't. But hopefully they'll come back and do it.
And people can find the Cell 411 chat rooms that we're talking about if you are, you know, if you're interested in doing beta testing just as a user, or if you're interested in programming it. It's an app that allows you to, when it works, and I don't know what its current status is, but when it works, it allows you to send an emergency alert to friends of yours if something's happening, or you can also receive emergency alerts from your friends. And so let's say your buddy's getting pulled over on the highway or somewhere in town, and he sends out an alert. You'll get the location, you'll find out who it is, and you'll get some idea of what's going on. You might even get a live video stream of the scene that would allow you to respond to that circumstance and maybe bring out your video camera and record what's happening, try to provide some assistance. Very, very handy.
My favorite case of that was I was getting pulled over in Manchester, I sent out an alert, and a guy named Colin happened to pick up the alert, and he was right in the area, and it showed my GPS location. So he got in his truck and went driving by us and yelled "F the police" out his window. Well, all the cops forgot about me entirely and went to chase him.
Oh, wow.
So I was standing there going, "Hey, am I free to go now? Yes, I am. Everybody else is gone." So I just went. They did eventually catch up with him, but what he did was perfectly legal, so they couldn't do anything about it.
Nice.
Well, I was in Manchester, though. I would be afraid they might shoot me.
Manchester. New Hampshire pigs are some of the finest swine you'll find, but New Hampshire or Manchester police are like the worst of the best.
Yeah. That's true. I don't hear a lot about police shootings there, but they have beaten a few people.
We've got video of our friends being, stung with the, I want to say stingrays.
Talking about Skyler?
What's that?
Talking about Skyler?
You're talking about tasers?
Tasers, yeah, tasers.
Okay.
And I think so.
Savage Truth, 603.
Yeah. Granted to him.
603-283-6160 is the number. Again, check out getcell411.com. There's a menu at the top right of the screen there. You can find the chat rooms, and that's one way that you can get in touch with Nobody. He checks in like once a week with those chat rooms. So be patient if you're trying to reach out to him that way. And hopefully we're going to see an update. I know you've been working on getting something out, hopefully sooner. I don't know. It's hard to really put a date on these things. But
it really is.
I know we shut down an old back-end system called Back4App, which was costing quite a bit of money. So there's been some significant sort of changes to the guts of the system, it seems, because that was a critical aspect of it. You changed out the video system, too, I believe, right?
Yeah, the video system has been changed out, and for a while I tried to save the old system by going back to the old code and fixing that up, but it had experienced too much bit rot, so I'm back in the new code base.
Okay.
And it's doing relatively well. I tore out the code that it uses to load itself when it bootstraps, because the original system, like every time you go to a screen, it has to hit the internet and download that data from the server.
Hmm.
And I've changed the focus to basically keep all of the data that you need on a regular basis
locally
on your phone.
That's faster, though.
And
right?
It's faster that way, and it's probably more secure.
Okay.
But so I've got some finishing touches to put on that.
But you need beta testers, you need programmers,
yes.
You need donators, right? All those things.
Absolutely. I need all the things. I need somebody to answer email if you don't have any technical skills. We should be like responding to people who send us email and that kind of thing. So
yeah.
No matter who you are, I can probably find a use for you unless you're a politician or a cop.
check out get411.com. Hit the menu at the top right for those things. All right. So, did you guys see the news? It was probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago about the head of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde. She's this skinny, white-haired lady, kind of really elderly, as you might expect. But she's the head of the European Central Bank. She got tricked by some online so-called pranksters. But this isn't like your typical prank. It's not like a ha-ha, got you kind of prank. I mean, they got her, but it wasn't funny. It's like a serious political statement. Basically, they pretended to be Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine. Now, it's not revealed exactly how they did this, but presumably they're using some sort of AI, some kind of live AI, face tool, right, to kind of replace their face with Zelensky or to auto-generate a Zelensky face. And they're doing something to maybe imitate his voice, or perhaps they're using AI to imitate his voice. But whatever they're doing, they're able to get Christine Lagarde, and now Jerome Powell is the latest news. This is the head of the U.S. Federal Reserve. So you get the European Central Bank head and the
I wonder if they're libertarians, because those aren't the targets most people would pick.
Yeah, I don't know. There are a couple of Russian guys. Their names are Vovan and Lexus. They're notorious pranksters, apparently.
I knew Lexus. She was a stripper in Georgia.
Definitely a stripper name, for sure. But they tricked these head central bankers into believing they were actually speaking with Zelensky. And so they're
how did they do that? Just begging for money incessantly?
I don't know how they did it, but somehow they got the conversation with these people booked. It's a video conference, right? So they've got video of Lagarde, and now they've got video of Powell.
They caught her with Lagarde down.
They sure did. And, you know, these are high-level politicians with a lot of power, and they got their guard down. So they're going to admit to things that they would otherwise not admit to if they thought they were being interviewed by, you know, ABC News or something like that. And so you
guys, well, they'd tell ABC News too, but ABC News would never put it on the air. ABC News had the skinny on Epstein 3 years before he was busted, and they spiked the story.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the British royal family asked them to.
But it sounds like you guys didn't see the Lagarde thing when it came out?
No.
Yeah. So that was, and so what probably happened was they probably did both of these pranks or tricks or whatever you want to call it at around the same time, and they just haven't released the Powell one until now, because you would think that they would have their, you would think Powell would have had his guard up if it was 3 weeks later and the same thing happened. So they must have done it around the same time. But according
if Lagarde warned him to put his guard up.
According to RT.com, Russia Today, they say that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell predicted a recession and acknowledged the central bank's role in creating it.
Okay, predicting a recession is kind of silly. Consider we've been in recession for a year. The Biden administration is just now lying about what the word recession means. It means, and has always meant, two quarters of negative electronic
GDP,
negative economic growth consecutively.
That's right. And they stopped, they changed that definition last year. And now
they didn't change it to anything. They just said, it doesn't mean that anymore, but we don't have a new definition
for it. That's what
they
said. Yeah, that's exactly right. And there was some admission recently by the Federal Reserve publicly that they are seeing a recession on the horizon. So that's not particularly new. But he did also apparently acknowledge their role.
Hindsight is 20/20. I guess they would see it on the horizon, considering it's been going on for years.
He did acknowledge their role in creating it. The tricksters, whose real names are Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarov, shared several clips from their January chat with Powell on Thursday. Powell predicted, quote, a recession is almost as likely as very slow growth. He said further, I think that's partly because of us having raised rates quite a bit, but this is what it takes to get inflation down. He said further, what we need...
What it takes to get inflation down is an end to fiat money and a real monetary system that works.
Yeah, well, you know he's not going to be helping with that.
Well, it's not his skill set.
Yeah. He says what we need is a period of slower growth so the economy can cool off, so the labor market can cool off, so that wages can cool off. That's how inflation comes down.
Okay, now the billionaires are worth about three times what they were worth at the beginning of COVID, but he's not worried about that. He wants to make sure that poor people make less money.
Yeah, by cool off he means businesses are going to go out of business. Right?
Right.
That's what that means. Because there are a lot of smaller mom-and-pop businesses who are on the edge of, you know, making it, and having costs go up, as they are right now, is going to be enough to push those people over the edge into having to close their doors.
Those that survived, those businesses that didn't already die of the government response to COVID.
Right, yeah. This is going to kill off the next wave.
Yeah, so we're not talking about the weak, you know, the weak businesses. We're talking about the stronger businesses now, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
It can be painful, he says, but we don't know of any painless way for inflation to come down.
Honest money.
Well, I mean, the way you could have solved the problem in the first place is not printing it during the... You know,
not the trillions and trillions.
Yeah, the three quarters that was printed in 1 year.
There is no painless way to liquidate the boom, because any more than there's a painless way to recover from a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
The way to solve the problems of hangovers is don't get drunk.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got to get through the pain.
Yeah.
That much is true. So he's right about that.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
But the problem is their system is going to just set up more pain. Even if you go through this pain, they're going to keep doing the same things they've always done, which is to say, go back to the printing press, keep on cranking out more money for the politicians, because the one thing the politicians will not do is reduce the size and the scope of government.
Yeah, and you know, it's the disgusting thing is it's us who suffers, the majority who suffer, because unless you were one
especially
of the
poor.
Yeah, especially the poor, but not really just the poor, the middle class, even the upper middle class. You know, this is a situation where the most of the money went to the big corporations.
That's right.
They gave a little bit of money to the small businesses, and they gave a really
they gave
bit
a
of
little
money
bit
to
of money, but then they shut them down for a year.
Right. So where they might have compensated a little bit some of the smaller businesses, so they survived a few more months during COVID. It's the big businesses who won out, and the rest of us are now paying for it.
Yep.
So what's the scope of that like? Well, if you look at the first bailout bill, okay, and let's assume that the $1,200 went to every man, woman, and child in America, that's 320 million people. It didn't go to every man, woman, and child in America, but pretend it did.
Just the taxpayers.
That's 328 million times 1,200, okay? The size of the bill was in the trillions, okay? So that $1 trillion is $1,000 billion.
Yep.
$1 billion is $1,000 million. So basically, you got $15 in debt for every dollar that you got as part of your bailout. This is if you're not a major corporation. Right. And now you're getting raped on interest for the debt that you didn't contract for, you didn't sign for, and you didn't want. The politicians saddled you with that debt because their only asset is your existence as a slave. And this is why they need to be tarred and feathered. Make tax collectors birds again.
Yeah, you know the other disturbing thing about the whole thing was they redistributed your money to thieves, because there was no there was no mechanism to stop.
I mean, besides themselves.
And I'm not talking about themselves. It's just like run-of-the-mill thieves they redistributed money to, because there was no checks who the money was going to.
No checks on the checks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're just printing the money out, so why do they really care?
Well, they don't. And for that matter, the Treasury Department could print money, just like the Federal Reserve
prints money.
Well, they can coin money. They can also print it. They can do, I mean, there's nothing to stop them. And so, basically, if they printed the money themselves, that money would just belong to the government, and they could use it for whatever they wanted to without paying interest to anybody.
Yeah.
So why do they borrow money from the banker scum at interest? Why? Because they want to steal from you for their banker scum friends.
Yeah, they're all in it together.
Yep.
And that's another good point, Nobody. It's a good thing you brought up the interest, because most people don't know this, but when the government, the federal government goons, take loans, essentially, from the Federal Reserve, which is what they're always doing.
Is private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a private bank.
Yeah.
it's not federal, and it doesn't have any reserve.
We say government prints money, but it's not really the government printing money. The government is just borrowing the money from the people who do print money, and that's a private entity.
And the Federal Reserve charges them interest, which means they're charging you, the taxpayer, interest, which is a tremendous amount. It's like hundreds of billions of dollars a year now that the federal government has
to pay. The entire take from the income tax barely pays the interest on the federal debt, if it even pays the interest anymore.
Right.
Because we're up to $31 trillion. Somebody said to me the other day on Twitter, oh, that guy's got more assets than the federal government. I said, well, anybody who's less than $31 trillion in debt has a higher net worth than the federal government.
Well, guess what else? When the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, the interest payments from the federal government going to the Federal Reserve also have to go up as well. There's more coming up here, and I think it's like at the military spending levels right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. a news update. President Biden is commuting the sentences of 31 nonviolent drug offenders. The move is part of a broader effort by the administration to improve rehabilitation programs in jails and prisons. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy if he's elected president in 2024. The third bank takeover of the year is expected as USA regulators will take over First Republic Bank. Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. The National Park Service says most of Yosemite Valley will be closed from tonight through at least Wednesday because of expected flooding. The Harlem community will honor Harry Belafonte tomorrow. The Grammy-winning singer, actor, and activist died earlier this week at the age of 96. Jerry Barmish, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can join us online anytime you want. We got archives that go back for many years. You can download those at your leisure. We've also got plenty of video archives on our Odyssey channel. Odyssey is a great platform that's based on, to some extent, on the library protocol. Library is something we've been supporting here for a very long time on Free Talk Live. Sadly, the SEC has been targeting Library. I saw Jeremy Kaufman from Library. It's spelled, by the way, LBRY.com. Jeremy said he has to do what is hopefully his final deposition because the SEC is deposing him and Library even after they have killed the business, even after they have won the case. The SEC has completely defeated Library in this ridiculous case, claiming that the library token...
Well, they defeated the company. They haven't defeated the protocol.
Correct.
Which is still up and running. You can't stop the signal.
Correct. And it will continue.
The spirit... This is the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand. You know, the government can win a battle. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win the war. And it's the spirit that lives on. And people... And I usually am thinking about this in the context of, like, the Crypto Six and the move, the Free State Project and the move here. You know, know, the no matter what happens with the crypto six situation, it brings more people to New Hampshire. It gets attention, and we end up with even more stuff happening down the road. So yeah, you
hopefully
sort of
not involving tanks.
You sort of
people's houses.
Sure, yeah. hopefully,
it'll probably happen to someone else at some point.
Hopefully,
I mean, that's what they do.
It's the point that I'm trying to make is just that it's not. It's things sometimes sound bad, but they're not quite as negative as they sound, I think.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Even when the terrorists win, people see what they did.
That's right.
Yeah.
And people don't like terrorism, mostly. You know, there are exceptions. They're called communists and fascists.
Yeah.
They love terrorism. But most people don't like terrorism.
Well, unfortunately, none of those people were on my jury because they didn't seem to mind the fact that they rolled a tank into our house.
Yeah.
That video got played in court like two or three times during the trial in full. But
well, unfortunately, the people on juries tend to be the people who are too stupid to get out of jury duty. And that's unfortunate because, you know, Doug Steinholp does a routine where he talks about jury duty, and jury duty is your opportunity to stick it to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's your opportunity to show up and say whatever nonsense these scumbag psychopaths have done, we can reverse that just by saying not guilty.
Yep, that's true. If you want to, you can learn more over at the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's called Jury Nullification. I recommend that you do that because you could save somebody from going to prison who's never harmed anyone else.
Yep.
If you're in that that position. So right as we were
unfortunately, you can't throw the cops in prison, but... Oh, well.
True.
Right, you can always hope for the day.
As we were going out to break, I said that the interest payments on the money that the Federal Reserve is giving over to the federal government thugs is getting close to military levels. I actually went ahead and pulled up the actual numbers. If you go by quarter one of 2023, and if you look at the chart, it's just been going up consistently since late 2020. Just keeps on, the numbers just keep on going up. And of course, you know, in the last year is when they really started to ramp up the rates, and the payments that the federal government's been making has been ramping up as well. So quarter
the payments that you have been making.
That's true. Thank you for that. Yeah. Quarter one in 2023, it was $232 million $232 billion that got paid out. So if you were to take that number and then multiply it by four, you get over $920 billion. Is the current, if it were to not go up any further, that's what it would be. But it's likely going to keep going up, so it's probably going to be over $1 trillion in just interest payments alone in this year from the federal government taxpayers to the Federal Reserve.
$1 trillion here and $1 trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Which is more than the military budget. It's more than that. It's just over $700 billion.
At least the part of the military budget that's on the books.
I'm just thinking back to the 90s when I first heard about like this, and I think it was like $2 trillion or something was we're actually the interest payment is almost what it was when I first heard of
debt. You're saying it was $2 trillion debt.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it's gone up so much,
15 that times.
It's like, how are we going to pay off $2 trillion in debt? But
we're
now
not,
it's not paying off $2 trillion in debt. It's paying $2 trillion in debt in interest payments.
Almost. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And Adam Smith was telling the truth in 1776 when he said that when government debts have reached a certain point, they are never actually paid. They're either settled by bankruptcy or they are settled by pretended payment. That means paying you in dollars that aren't worth the paper they're printed on.
Mm-hmm. So I thought you might find that interesting, and this was all in regards to the conversation about the Federal Reserve chairman getting tricked by some Russian pranksters into having a conversation that he didn't realize was going to be on the record. He thought he was talking with Vladimir Zelensky, the Ukrainian president or dictator or whatever you want to call him. But no, he was actually talking to a couple Russian guys who recorded the whole conversation, and they're now releasing the conversation for everybody to see what he actually said.
Well, I mean, that's the nice thing about governments that aren't aligned with yours, is they're still lying to their own people about right. what they're doing to their own people and what they're doing to neighboring countries, but they might just tell the truth about what your government is doing, because your government is doing things just as bad to you as they are doing to their people.
Facts. That's why I've always enjoyed RT's coverage, because they're you know, the only press, at least not the only one, but certainly one of the most accessible ones that is really critical of the U.S. government.
No.
Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. You know, when kings make mistakes, they lose countries. But let's take England and Scotland. When they drawed and quartered William Wallace and sent four pieces of them to the four corners of England, had his hung head on London Bridge, well, that's what PO'd them enough to where they finally got together and kicked England's butt.
They fought right. like warriors, poets. They fought right. with like Scotsmen.
Scotsmen, yes. Okay, now, I got to thinking about, you guys were talking about the IQ of the average American jury. And I remember a while back, I think it was on your show, but it might have been on somebody else's show. There's a guy that was filing lawsuits against the police department because they rejected his application and interview ship because his IQ was too high.
Did you say interview ship?
There was over 120.
I think that's what you said. You said internship, sure. right?
Yeah, that's not a word, bro.
No, I didn't say internship. I said, don't make me go back in my own fishbowl. I can't remember what I said.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Like Klaus from Family, from the American Dad. You don't like the fishbowl.
No, I don't like the fishbowl. I've
confused you.
That just put a very weird thought in my head. I'm not going to go there.
I have that effect on people.
So, anyway, I'm wondering if, because, you know, there's 5-7 standardized tests the government uses. And if during the jury application scenario, might they not use something that will disqualify anybody that's actually intelligent enough to discern?
Well, you know what I can say? So I will say one thing. Like, in the Crypto6 case, they removed the one person that had ever touched crypto from the juror pool, right? And that was the first person that the prosecution, I believe, was removed. So if you do have somebody on the jury, in the jury pool, that might be good for your side, you can expect they're not going to end up on the jury.
Yeah. Voir dire is French for jury tampering.
They want you as ignorant as possible so they can fill your empty vessel.
Yep. And Biden filled a lot of vessels.
They want to be able to tell a story, and they don't want the jury to understand the evidence, because then the story basically doesn't have to actually add up, or the evidence doesn't have to add up to what the story was that they're telling. And it's all based on emotion. So, and most people are, you know, most people are emotional. They can tell a good emotional story, and, you know, the prosecutor, that is, and the jury will convict.
Well, it's the same with military recruitment. They want them when they're young and dumb. That's why they call the Marines jarheads. We will fill this empty vessel with our own propaganda.
I believe it. Major, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Gee.
I love when the Major calls. He's sharp. I like how he thinks.
He's sharpening him on a whetstone.
Very funny, gentlemen. Good evening, everybody. Yes, this is Gigi calling on Friday night here in muggy, hot, yucky Charleston. Mm-hmm. Can you believe I grew up in Miami just like the captain? And I read...
The captain didn't grow up in Miami.
No.
He grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but then his family moved him to Miami.
No, he actually ran away.
Yes, he said he lived in Miami for many years as teenager.
I think it was Panama Beach. He ran away from his family.
He said Miami because he mentioned Temple Israel in Miami.
News to me.
And
news to me. I've heard his stories a lot of times.
Temple Emmanuel.
Okay.
I pay attention to right, the captain.
Good. What else?
Everybody knows that by now.
So what about it?
So, yeah, anyways, what are you trying to say?
Anyways, I grew up as a teenager and as a preteen reading books by Judy Blume. She talked about babysitting, school, girls developing their menstrual cycle, girls developing physiologically, girls being involved in sports, sexual identity, and now the Florida legislature, boom, 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 baby, all we need now is the crystal breaking from buildings and the books being burned, because the Florida legislature has banned Judy Blume's books,
really?
Saying they're dirty.
Wow.
Nothing like a little censorship to get I Friday
like
night
Judy
going.
Blume. The so-called free state of Florida, huh?
There you go. That's mm-hmm. right. It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I left Florida due to the lack of freedom. I know Ian did the same. It's not the free state that it pretends to be.
Ain't that the truth?
Not even close. Thank you, Gigi. Sorry to hear the bad news, but thanks for sharing it with us. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, I mean, the whole free state of Florida thing is actually something that the governor there has been falsely promoting. So
humorous.
Sanctimonious.
Yeah, he's trying to make people believe that Florida is a free state, when in point of fact, it's just a state for conservatives.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I left when they outlawed smoking in the restaurants, and I had to leave to keep from starving.
That was actually right around when we started Free Talk Live.
Wow.
That very year that went into effect. It was one of the first things we ever talked about.
Wow.
On this show.
Yeah, that always irritated me, and I wasn't a smoker.
It was 21 years ago now that they did that.
I was always baffled at me. It's like, if people don't like smoking, you know, you can have a restaurant or a business ban smoking without having it mandated by law.
Ooh, I've got something for you about smoking here. I think we pretty much did most of the news about Powell, so let's move to it. So, New York State. Now, you guys probably know that...
New York City!
You know, the worst, the state itself.
The empire.
Yeah, the
empire
state.
Is striking
the
state back.
Worse than the city. The city's pretty bad.
The city is generally considered to be worse, but the state's really bad as well. And the, you know, this ties right in with what we're talking about. There have been step after step after step where they've been restricting even further and further cigarettes and tobacco companies in the United States. One of the most recent, of course, was the increase from 18 to 21. You now have to be 21 years old. It was just something that was happening in certain localities, but then it went nationwide in order to possess tobacco or to purchase tobacco. And now New York is about to go further than anywhere else, or maybe. The governor there, Kathy Hochul, according to New York Post, is now, quote, test marketing a ban on all tobacco sales. Yes,
wow.
That's right. They're trying to fire up support for a complete ban on the sale of tobacco products in New York. The state health department commissioned a new survey aimed at gauging support for all-out prohibition. Despite Hochul's failure to secure support from state legislators to include a ban on menthol cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products in the yet-to-be-approved state budget.
Wow.
Quote, what is your opinion about a policy that would end the sale of all tobacco products in New York within 10 years? Were among the questions that were asked last week in the New York Local Opinion Leaders Survey.
My opinion is, why is she still breathing?
Well, I don't think that's going to solve the problem here, nobody, because
true.
She'll just be replaced by another thug who wants to have that level of power. And there's a lot of power to be had as the New York governor.
The thing is, only a very small fraction of the population is psychopathic.
Mm,
so,
that's true.
So if you take that, and they were very carefully bred. I mean, if you look at how European royalty behaved. Basically, you had to kill off like half of your own family to get and maintain power, and then they took those people who successfully murdered enough of their family to become kings, mm-hmm. and they bred them with other psychopaths who had done the same somewhere else. It's like a breeding program for psychopaths is exactly what it is, and that's what it produced. And those are still the monsters who end up in government.
Yeah, that's true. Although, that said, they're also the people who indoctrinate the average person in the government schools. So what you end up having is, even though the average person may not be a psychopath, they still believe it's okay to use the force of government to enforce their views on other people. So take, for example, how they love to bring the elementary schoolers into the New Hampshire State House, and they get to pretend like they're a state legislature for the day, and they get to pass law, whatever laws. Hey, kids, what laws do you think we should pass? And then they come up with the things that they think that, you know, people should be forced to do, and they want to have a state bird or, you know, whatever, their state ice cream.
Yeah,
flavor.
I got a state bird for you. It's called a tax collector. You just put some tar and some feathers on there, and there's your state bird.
And so they're asked, you know, to go through this process and taught as though it's a normal thing, and they get into the mindset that this is what people do. This is what government is for. It's to be used to force our neighbors into compliance with some sort of grand societal vision. And so that's what they're going to do over there. So until we get to the point where people don't believe that government is valuable anymore, until people don't believe that the state is necessary anymore, then we're never going to end this. It doesn't matter if you replace Hochul with a non-psychopath. You're still going to have someone in there that thinks that it's okay to enforce their beliefs on other people.
I mean, this is why I don't think I don't think that's going to happen anywhere without getting like-minded people together.
Right.
This is why I think the Free State Project was such a good idea.
It's critical.
You know, it's critical. If anybody really has any expectation that maybe there could be a free place, well, the only way that's going to happen, it's not working, you know, to solve problems where you are. It's working to solve problems somewhere else.
And that includes
by moving together with other like-minded individuals working to the same goal.
Right. People in New York who are liberty-minded need to get the hell out of there. You're never going to turn that place around. It is the least free of all of the 50 states, and it's not going to become the half-least free. It's
Is it less free than California, even?
I believe on the current list at the Freedom in the 50 States, New York is a distant 50.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's a big difference between number 49 and 50.
This is the state that New Jersey followed that resulted in me not being able to hold hire college graduates because they were not allowed to drive for a year after getting their license, and they wouldn't allow them to get their permits because until they were 18 or something like that. Mm. And it's absolutely crazy that you have college graduates who are not allowed to drive without their mommies in the car.
Yep.
Crazy. Wow.
So anyway, here's the rest of the story. So they're putting out the feelers. That's what they're doing. There's not a bill yet. This is like the earliest potential phase of what may be coming for New York State, which is a potential total ban on tobacco use. So they're asking the local opinion leaders survey. This is a survey that I presume goes out to, you know, legislator types and city council types, those types of quote-unquote opinion leaders. And another question asked, so the first question was, what's your opinion about a policy that would end the sale of all tobacco products within 10 years? Another question is, what is your opinion about a policy that would ban the sale of all tobacco products to those born after a certain date? For example, those born after the year 2010 or later would never be sold tobacco.
At least not in that state.
Well, correct. And this is the this is something that has actually passed, I believe, in a European country. I'm sorry, I don't remember which one it is. I believe there's a proposal.
I think it's New Zealand, actually,
that may be
not
right.
European.
There's probably more than one country that's doing this now, but I think California had a bill in that would propose to do the same thing. I think that that one was like 2007, so if you were born after 2007, then you would never be able to legally purchase tobacco products.
California is working hard to reduce the high cost of California real estate by driving everybody with a brain out of the state.
So the reason they're asking that question is because they know the first question of a total ban from anyone buying tobacco would probably be a tougher one to pass. But if you just pick on the children, then it's
not even
bit.
Children anymore.
Won't somebody think about the children?
Our
politicians spend way too much time thinking about
how
children.
How can people be thinking of 20, what is it, under what age? 20?
It would be anyone born after the year 2010. So right okay. now those people are 13, 12 or 13 years old. They would never be able to buy tobacco legally if this goes through.
Because prohibition and the war on drugs both worked so swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, just remember what they're willing to do to you in New York. If you sell one cigarette without a government...
They'll choke you to death. Right. Like Eric Garner
that's his name. Yeah. Right? That's right. Choked him right there at
Say
a broad
name.
Daylight. So, yeah, they're willing to kill in order to keep this system in place.
Oh, they do kill to keep the system in place.
Right. The poll also solicited input.
Well, the U.S. government, just for point of record, they murdered 1 million people in Iraq. If you add up
women and children.
If you add up all of the murders by the other 99.5% of Americans, they come to like 15,000, okay? Which means it would take the civilians 66 years to kill as many people as the government murdered in just one war.
I believe it. The poll also solicited input on whether there's backing for other tobacco-related measures, including capping the number of retailers who can sell products in a community and prohibiting its sales near schools. Yeah, the retailers are going to support that because they would love being the only people to be able to sell tobacco. The ones that already exist, sure, they're going to get on board with that proposal. They don't want anybody else opening up a store to compete with them. The survey conducted by a nonprofit research organization was distributed to so-called community leaders, including, as I guessed, county legislators and county directors of public health.
So scumbags.
Yeah. So that's who they're asking what they think about these things should happen. It's obvious the health department is test marketing potential new smoking policies, and such surveys are not typically funded by taxpayers, but through private companies, think tanks, or political campaigns. The insider who reported this said, an outright ban is being considered. This is all new territory, and I've never seen anything like this where the state uses this kind of focus grouping, alliance building, and momentum building. And if it can happen anywhere, it's going to happen in either New York State or California first. The smoking ban that Florida put into effect in the restaurants that you were talking about that made you leave Florida first started in California. They started that in California. Yep. So a lot of these bad ideas start in the worst, the least free states, and then they spread from there.
Yep.
So if New York can get away with this, then there will be a total ban on tobacco sales across the entirety of New York. And then the question is, how many other states are going to come on board with that?
Reminds me of one time I was drinking with Prohibition. And Prohibition said, I caused the biggest bloodbath of violence in American history. Then the war on drugs showed up and said, hold my beer, Prohibition. Let me show you how it's done.
There's more coming up here. Hour 3's on the way. Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.